Good afternoon, everybody. And seeing as this week is Anti-Bullying Week from the 13th to the 17th of November, it's appropriate that we discuss pertinent issue, which this year for anti-bullying theme is make a noise. And we're making a noise about bullying and why we will not tolerate bullying and we will not accept it into our lives at all. Last Thursday, I met with the governors. I'm Giuseppe Peluso and I'm the anti-bullying lead at Nutfield Church Primary School. And we had a discussion about the behavior policy and specifically about anti-bullying and the anti-bullying policies. And we were fortunate enough to have two of our year six ambassadors for anti-bullying, Maddie and Harry. And I would like them to possibly just share with us what was discussed at the governor's anti-bullying meeting. So the children were basically asked why they felt they should be elected as anti-bullying ambassadors. And this was Maddie's response.
Well, I put my name forward to be an anti-bullying ambassador because I was bullied once as well and I didn't really like it. And also, I sometimes did see other people being bullied. And whenever I went over to help them, my friends would just tell me to just leave it alone and we should just go tell a teacher instead. But I think that if I'm an anti-bullying ambassador, it'll be easier for me to help.
Yes, well done. Thank you, Maddie. And you, Harry?
I put my name forward to being anti-bullying ambassador because I was also bullied last year because of... I don't really know, but I don't want anyone to feel what I felt. And I think now that I'm anti-bullying, I think I can stand up and be more like a hero than like.
Yes, well done. Good for you. Thank you, Harry. So we've put together a whole lot of questions for the children and hopefully they'll be able to answer them. And our first question today is, what is bullying? And how would you define it?
Bullying is when someone or a group of people are being mean to you. They can be younger than you, older than you, stronger than you, weaker than you. But they will pick on you because you are weaker on the inside and you don't have the gut, and they think you don't have the guts to go and tell a teacher. And they will constantly be mean to you every day. And that's when it starts to become bullying, when they do it every day.
Right, so almost when it's repetitive. Thank you, Sam. Anyone else want to add to that?
I think bullying is a really serious thing. I don't think it's good at all. I think it's like really like awful that some people are mean to other children.
I agree with you. I do agree with you, Harry. Thank you. So, moving on. Who can tell me what is an upstander?
An upstander is when, if you are getting bullied, an upstander will go up to the bully and stand up for you and to make sure that you are okay and that the bully does not carry on.
Good, thank you. That's Olivia. Thanks for your feedback, Olivia. The next question is, everyone deserves to feel safe at school. Does anyone deserve to be bullied? Maybe this goes back to your point, Harry, where you think that it's really awful and that no one should be bullied. No. Do you agree?
Yeah, I agree.
Maddie?
I don't think anyone should deserve to be bullied, even if they're from another country, they have a different colour skin from yours, or if they speak a different language. The motto of our school is we're all different and we like it that way, so you shouldn't be bullied just because you're different or just for anything like that.
Yes, absolutely. Well done. That's a good answer. Sam?
But although Maddie said that is our school motto, that doesn't mean in other schools you should be bullied as well. You shouldn't really be bullied anywhere.
No, you shouldn't.
Even in Parliament.
Yes. And in fact, in the video that we watched the other day regarding bullying, they do mention about bullying happening in Parliament even. So moving on to the next question, how do you think other students who are bullied feel? Olivia?
I think other people that are bullied feel maybe unsafe when they are going to school because they might feel that they are worried because the bully might come up to them again and they might hurt their feelings and they might ruin their day.
Did any of you ever feel like that when you mentioned that you were being bullied, that you felt like you didn't want to come to school at all?
Yeah.
Harry?
I didn't want to come to school.
You didn't want to come to school.
If I did, I would try and stay away from the person who's being mean to me. And if they approached me, I ran to the teacher. I just didn't know what to do.
So you felt really scared and nervous, anxious?
Because I never know what would happen.
Yes, it's an awful feeling. Moving on, let's look at the next question. Bullying is unacceptable. We've all agreed that. What positive things could you do to be an upstander if you felt that someone was bullying you? And what positive things could you do if you felt that someone else was being bullied? Maddie?
I think that if someone was bullying me, I'd probably just try to tell them to go away. And you just, even though bullies try to make you think that they're better than you, really, they just want to make you think that. Because really, they're not much different from you.
No, they're not.
So there's nothing really stopping you from going to tell the teacher.
That's right. And who else could you actually confide in or actually speak to about what was happening? So what positive things could you do if you felt that someone else was being bullied? What do you think you could do?
I think sometimes it could be quite hard to tell a teacher. So sometimes even though it will be quite hard, maybe sometimes you could try and stand up for yourself. So maybe tell them that you don't like what they're doing and that it's making you feel sad and upset inside.
Right. And who would like to add to the fact that how do we report bullying in our school specifically? Olivia?
So in our hallways we have something called the talk time box where we can, if we are being bullied, we can write a note and put it in the talk time box. Mr. Peluso goes and checks it every Monday. So we make sure that no one is being bullied, and if someone is being bullied, that we make it stop.
That's right. Thank you, Olivia. So at what point does conflict between students actually become bullying? Sam?
When they start doing it every day for a long period of time, that could be a week, it could be longer, but it starts when they do it on purpose and you've asked them to stop and they won't.
And they don't.
And they keep doing it over and over again every day. Also, some people have their friend and they think that they're just saying some jokes about each other, and then someone's reported it saying that someone else is being bullied, but then they say, no, we're not, we're just having fun and jokes, and the other person will agree with that, but deep down they think that they are being bullied and they're just too scared to say it in front of their friend.
Yes. Good answer. Thank you, Sam. Moving on to the next one. What can parents do to help stop bullying? What do you think, Harry?
I think they could actually report it to the school. Because if you come home all sad and you tell your parents could email the school and tell them what's going on, and to not say it in front of the bully, who's reported this. So, because if you do, it might make you an easier target because you're getting more sad.
I agree with you. Yes, that's a good answer. Anyone else about what your parents could do? Olivia, what do you think? Do you agree with what Harry said about your parents could actually email the school or contact a teacher or
let
another adult know?
I think sometimes it might be quite hard to tell a teacher. And I think sometimes if you do ask your parents to say something to the school, I think it might be easier for you. And to just make sure that you are feeling like okay.
Yes, good answer. Have you ever tried to help someone who was being bullied at school? What happened? Would anyone like to share that?
Yes.
Harry?
So, when my friend was getting bullied in school, I tried to, like, stop it. But then that made them even more angry. So the next day, they tried to do it again. But when I came, they started picking on me. And then I was like, oh no, now me and my friend's getting bullied. So now I need to do something about this. So now, like, I have to, like, you know, like, tell the teacher, like, or put it in our talk time box about my friend, not just me, but my friend getting bullied.
As well, yes. And also goes back to what you were saying, Sam, about with friends all, like, sticking together, and if one of the friends is actually bullying somebody else, the friends will, like, side with them and say, no, it's not really bullying. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I do agree with that. It's just not on.
It's not acceptable. No, I agree. Then what adults do you trust at school to get help with bullying? Maddie?
I normally trust, like, maybe my teaching assistant, because most of the teaching assistants that I've had throughout the school year have always been so nice and kind and everything. I think also at home, maybe I'd like to tell my big sister or something.
So you would tell a sibling, or what about your friends? Would you discuss it with your friends?
I don't think I would discuss it with my friends, because I wouldn't want them to get all worried about me over nothing.
Well, maybe it isn't nothing. Maybe it is something serious, and they could actually support you and give you the confidence to stand up to somebody that was bullying you. And then our final question today is, have you or your friends left other kids out on purpose? Do you think that was bullying? Why or why not?
Well,
Harry,
it could be bullying if they did it again and again and again. If they just did it one time thing, like, oh, sorry, we don't really want to play with you today, that's not really considered bullying. But
no.
If they kept on doing it, that would be bullying.
If they kept on leaving you out of games and saying, no, you can't join us, because I know a few times some of the children have come up to me to say that that they're playing a certain game, and then other children in the group are saying, for example, oh no, you can't play with us because this game only allows four people. So they're feeling like left out and excluded. Do you think that that could be considered bullying, Olivia?
So I think that isn't bullying, because again, bullying is something repeatedly. But I do think if someone has said, you might not be able to play today, but maybe tomorrow, and then they do let them play tomorrow, that's not bullying or being mean, I don't think.
I agree, yes. And then finally, does anyone have anything that they would like to add? Maddie?
If you're listening to this and you think that you've been bullied, you shouldn't just suffer in silence. You should probably just tell someone and then get it off your chest, because maybe they can help.
Good. Yes, Olivia?
Adding on to what Maddie said, I think that sometimes as well, that if you're all alone and you feel like that sometimes it's just you on your own, I think that sometimes it is good to let other people know, just to make sure that you're not alone and that you will be okay.
And thank you all for being here this afternoon, and I'm really impressed with all your answers, and how strongly you feel about anti-bullying, and that we all agree it's just not on, as Sam said, and just not acceptable at all. Thank you. Bye, everybody.